I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Okay, so here's something that you guys will add to your list of things that you'll never do. Swim in a lake in Africa.
No, I won't.
I'm not going to do that. 32-year-old guy named James Michael from London. And back in August, he and some friends went to Malawi.
Oh.
Malawi. How do you say that?
I think Malawi.
So Malawi's right. Okay.
I don't know.
That's in Africa. They went swimming in a lake there. Well, apparently, while James was swimming in the lake,
oh no,
a parasitic worm managed to crawl into his body through his penis,
right up his
and penis. It laid eggs inside of him.
Good night, sweet prince.
He didn't know it had happened till a while later when he started losing feeling in his legs and having spinal issues. It took the doctors a while to figure out why, but yeah, it was the parasite in his body. God. Fortunately, they were able to get him some medication that killed the worms that crawled up his dick. If doctors hadn't figured it out, he could have died.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately for James, there will be some long-lasting effects.
No more boners.
The doctors have told him there's only about a 30% chance he'll make a full recovery 10 years from now. You don't want dick worms.
No, you shouldn't.
No, because what did they do to his insides?
Yeah. Well,
did they do to his insides?
They ate a bunch of important stuff in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Real important little pieces.
They get in there.
Little fuses. Little.
What? How? I was trying to say how. I am because I'm thinking like, how does that? What are the odds that it's going to get up in my swim shorts through that swim short barrier? Into the hole of my penis. And
it's just a tiny little thing, right? Like, it's probably...
And you're swimming around. Your wiener's like...
Flippity-floppity.
Yeah.
There's a million of these things probably in this lake. Go. They're like, oh, he went and swam and...
But I don't think it'd be easy to get into my pee hole.
I bet I could get in there.
I'm saying?
I could climb right in.
Pressure.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I don't know.
They're always swimming up... Wiener holes, man.
Yeah, I think your wiener hole's way more easy to slide up.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of parasites, amoebas, they'll swim up that thing.
Love to know what it was called and what it looks like.
What was called the parasite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of worm was this?
Yeah, there's some nasty parasites, especially like a lake in Africa.
Oh, yeah, an African lake, just the heat. The
ancient parasitic stuff.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, he contracted.
Schistomiasis.
Schistomiasis. Kissed to my asses.
I hate that.
I got kissed to my asses.
Oh. No. Is that him? Is that the pictures? Yes.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
I just went for a little swim, and it turns out.
A bit of a swim.
A little piece of hell itself.
So that's him when he was there doing fine.
That's him not feeling so great.
Oh, my God. Look at the acne.
See the world, they say.
That broke out on him. All from those dick worms.
He's got a beautiful butterfly gun tattoo.
Yeah, that's
the
real
bad. It's two revolvers as the wings of
the
butterfly.
That's the stupidest tattoo.
Bang, bang.
I'm glad he had to deal with dick worms.
Yeah, well, sometimes you see why people get stuff.
There he is.
Him and his pals.
It was their trip of a lifetime holiday to Africa with three pals.
Mm. Well, you got a butterfly gun tattoo.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, it's
without treatment, affected organs can become permanently damaged. Your symptoms include high temperature, Diarrhea. Muscle pain, tummy pain, and an itchy rash.
Ooh, tummy pain.
So that's that rash he's got all over himself, which is nuts.
It looks like, well, they say it's severe acne. That's horrible.
That's acne?
That's what they say. That's he had a terrible acne.
Oh, my God. It gave you back acne on your butterfly tattoo?
It does all sorts of horrible things to you.
Jesus Christ.
Justin's so in New Boston has a comment. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So, fun little fact, or not so fun fact, is that these things are really, really small, so it's actually easy for them to swim into your urethra.
Okay.
And they're actually attracted to a chemical in your urine, so the guy probably was...
He peed.
Also
he
peed!
Peed in the... Don't pee in the lake!
Oh.
That's what you get, you dirty pisser!
Yeah. I've peed in every lake I've ever been in.
You're lucky you didn't get dick worms.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. Well, thanks for that info. Well, hope that stops all the body of water peers out there.
Yeah.
It's never going to stop me.
No.
Gross.
Laid eggs.
I hit that water and it's time.
Man, the doctor could be telling me all the stuff. They'd be like, look, your organs is not good. It's going to be 10 years. I'd be like, am I going to be able to get hard?
Yeah, exactly.
Lay it to me straight, Doc. You shoot me straight. You shoot me straight.
Oh, walking, sparking.
I don't care about the acne.
The back acne's fine. Covers up my terrible tattoo.
Am I going to be
able to get a boner or not? I got dick worms.
That would be, honestly, in the room with you.
All joking aside, that would be your number one concern. As a man, that would be your number one concern.
It's always my number one concern.
I don't care if I've got jelly spine or old back knee. Yeah. Am I going to be able to get around?
Jelly spine, I can deal with that, Doc. One of my arms rotted off. Perfect. How about my wiener?
How's my wiener?
It turns out your wiener's fine.
Oh, good news. You look good news. A little sunshine.
Probably be just a pile of jelly and a wiener.
Nice. That's all the way I've always dreamed it. That's what I am now. I'm a pile of jelly and a wiener.
Your skeleton is going to fail.
Oh, who needs one of those as long as I'm getting boners?
Yeah.
A bunch of guys saying now they're going to wear condoms when they go swimming.
Well, that's weird.
It's just one of those wrong wiener at the right time.
Don't go in ancient African lakes.
Yeah, and more and more people saying it's because you peed in the water. That's how you get them.
Mm-hmm. It's a little karma for you.
Scott's going to put scotch tape over his
deal. Why when I pee in a lake, I always go to where I'm in up to my knees and then just pee in the lake.
Oh, okay.
I just see. Get out and then pee from the side of the shore.
Oh, into the water? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys know they have bathrooms, right?
And they're always jammed.
No, who has the time?
The floors are always all slippery, you know, and gross.
Full of daddy long legs.
It's a good thing you guys aren't in lakes very often.
Yeah.
Never in a lake. If I'm in a lake,
some kind of boat
incident happened.
A boat incident.
Boat incident happened if I'm in a lake.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like the only survivor if you find me in there. Capsized. Check me for dick worms. I know it. I got them. This show's going to make me scream out the weirdest stuff in an emergency.
Yeah, well.
Doc, just test me for all the worms I can swim up your urethra.
The man was found floating in Lake Erie, clutching his penis.
Yeah, I was clutching my wiener. I got it. No wiener worms for me. I don't know how long I can swim with one arm. Oh, God, I got to float.
You wind up in the mental ward.
Yeah, they're like, dude, you're healthy.
You kept screaming wiener worms.
But your brain's gone, Bob.
Yeah.
Your brain's gone. Dick worms. Mr. Green's having a bad day.
I got your dick worms.
We need to give him some medication. Watch out. See?
Help. This show will mess you up.
He's screaming about brain amoebas and dick worms.
No wiener worms for me. Watch out, guys, if you go swimming in African lakes.
Right.
For sure.
Maybe wear a condom if you're swimming in an African lake.
Yeah.
Or don't pee in it, too.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're smart enough to recognize there's no woman like a chubby woman, get yourself to Dubai because there's a bar there that's made for you. The bar called the Fusion Club in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates is offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh. So the chubbier you are, the more free drinks you get.
Outstanding.
For every pound a woman weighs, she gets about, doing the conversion, about 12 cents worth of drink credits. So a woman who weighs 110 pounds would get about $13.50 worth of free drinks. A woman who weighs 200 pounds, $24.60 worth of drinks.
Mm.
Women have the option to step on a scale at the entrance to the bar or just share their weight, and they show it to the bartender discreetly so no one else has to see it.
327.
Yep. 385. We're vacationing in the United Arab Emirates every year. That's where Bebop and I go.
I'm just looking for a Saudi prince who loves them big.
Oh, the two for deal. You get both.
The owner of the club says they're running the promotion through the end of the year because, quote, we wanted the ladies to surprise their partners and friends that it's good to gain weight.
Like them big there, huh?
I guess they do. I didn't realize that. I thought they were all about the Americanized standards.
I don't know.
We've seen a lot of the world, Bebop and I. We've seen Florida.
Yep.
Saw Montana.
Saw it one time.
Yeah. So now the only thing we had to cross off our checklist was the United Arab Emirates. So we flew out of there.
We were trying to become stewardesses.
That's right. They didn't. We weren't having it.
No.
Weren't having it.
No.
But we did find a bar where we get free drinks. And now we're married to a Saudi prince.
Both of us.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He has both of you ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
We're an harem of big girls.
Huge harem.
Biggest harem.
biggest harem you'd ever see.
Speaking of people that like to drink, maybe the big girls would like this. Pabst Blue Ribbon just started selling their new 99 packs of beer.
PBR.
You ladies want 99 beers?
Yeah,
we're going to need 99.
They're calling it the family pack, which is great.
Look at that old man.
Look at that thing.
Hey, man, I'm so blessed.
The packs come in long, narrow box. It looks to be several feet long. You probably need two people to carry it.
That's really funny, actually.
It costs $175.
Oh.
Works out to about $1.76 a beer.
Well, yeah,
so you're paying for the gimmick,
beers.
Though. But listen, I thought, oh, that's not too bad. No, if you buy a 30-pack of PBR, it works out to 67 cents a can.
Oh, so you're paying more?
So you're actually paying for the gimmick.
Yeah.
You're paying for the gimmick.
But at the same time, that's hilarious. One dude comes into a party with that on his shoulder.
Yeah. I like the idea of it's like on his shoulder and you can't see like the long part of it. And then he's like, I got the beer, boys.
Yeah.
My dad and his buddy Randy could drink all that.
Oh, my God.
99 beers.
It wouldn't fit in my car.
Mm-mm. No, you'd have to have it out your trunk.
Mm-hmm. More of a truck.
Can you imagine if you saw me driving by with that thing sticking out my hatchback?
I can't imagine it. I can't. I don't know why, but I can
imagine. Something's happened to Lisa. Lisa broke.
Yep. Lisa's heading to the Kid Rock cruise.
Let her through. That's Lisa. Wait. She has 99 beers.
She's got two of them cases.
Two of them.
I roll up to your party with
98 beers.
Lisa brought 198 beers to her party. They were all
she
for
knows
her.
How to party.
Yeah.
She knows how to party, that girl. Let me tell
Lisa!
She's here! Yes, 189 beers! 198 beers! She did it!
Lisa!
You did it! Hell yeah, girl! Oh, hell! 198 beers.
She just did the know me honk.
Strapped him to your roof. You rule. Hell yeah.
Woo. Get after it, Lisa. Get after it.
You're going to call the cops. You keep honking like that. Yeah, you know that.
That's noise pollution. You need to lay
you
down.
You are wild. You're just honking incessantly.
Awesome. I would do it for the joke. I would.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. The joke is worth the money, really.
Yeah, right. Funny. It is.
That's a lot of money.
Luckily, everyone listening to the show can get them. So look for the retailer near you selling 99 packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon for about $175. It would be definitely fun to walk into a party.
Like the fact that two people have to carry.
Yeah, you need two people.
You need two people.
We'll come on help you. That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Look at Lisa having a great time.
Yeah, that guy's
dream come true.
Here's Lisa coming to your party. She put a ribbon on it.
It is. It's for the Instagram joke.
Yeah,
it is.
They're kind of smart. It's kind of a genius. It was a way for them to sell 99 beers.
And they're a hipster beer.
Yeah.
99 beers, way more than they would have sold them if they sold them in like 30 packs.
Mm-hmm.
You folks at PAPS got some stuff figured out.
Yeah, not all of it, but
well,
not all of it.
Beer part.
They got a couple of weird tricks up their sleeves.
Yeah, cool case idea.
Not the sales part or the ingredients part or the flavor part, but
outside of that,
they got
figured out.
They'll stick 99 of them in a box for you.
Yeah, they sure will. Family pack. So, do you guys think that the government should buy sex dolls for the lonely?
No.
Whoa, no.
Whoa, no.
Well, a businesswoman wants the British government to buy sex dolls for the depressed and lonely. Mm-hmm. Here's the catch. She is the boss of the sex doll company.
Oh, so that's a little, little conflict of interest.
Yes. Jade Stanley, though, is in line for a major business award after medics backed the help her products have given those tortured by anxiety and loneliness. So, like, doctors are saying, yeah, there is something to this. It definitely could help people. She wants the government to use her 5,000 pound or $6,500 U.S. sex dolls to help those who feel trapped and isolated. And psychiatrists have endorsed the qualities of the dolls.
Very nice.
They call it a bereavement doll. They say it could help widowers.
Wow, what a thing. What a thing to drop off after you've just lost someone.
Sorry for your loss.
Here's your government sex doll.
Tossing in the bin. Where do you want it? Where do you want it?
Where do you want this thing? Her legs ain't on. You're going to have to do that yourself. It's a government doll.
Imagine what a government doll looks like.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, it's not the good ones, Lise. It's not the good ones.
It'd be like the Pabst Blue Ribbon of sex dolls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a bad one. This one don't even have a face. There you go.
Man, it's hard blowing these up.
You're sad, huh?
You just lose somebody.
This one, the eyes is where the lips is supposed to be.
Got twisted sad rides.
It's a government sex doll, man. You must be real sad. You banging that thing. Bang your bereavement away.
Beggars can't be choosers. You know what I mean?
Oh. So they say that a small percentage of the dolls sold to help anxiety issues are even used for sex. Most just want a companion around the house. So they're not banging them. They're just like as a friend.
Can I tell you right now?
I'm sitting at the dining room table.
Giving in to sad.
Yeah. If I get one of these, I'm banging the hell out of it. That'd be the only thing I'd ever do with it.
Well,
that'd be the only thing I'd ever
freak,
do with
of course.
It. I'm going to bang it nonstop. But I'm not going to play with it.
I'm
you're
not
going to hang out
have
with it.
Dinner with it. And I'm
no.
Not gonna,
you're not going to set up at the table and
no,
dine
no,
with
not
it.
Dressing and, it up, putting a nice little dress on it.
Go swimming in a lake with it.
Or some cowboy boots.
You hope not. You hope you're not going to. Until then, you fall in love with it.
Yeah, it could, be, it could be your greatest partner.
Special delivery, your government sex dolls here. You're real sad. Here you go, fella. Sign right here. Yeah, it's heavy. As I told you, you wash it.
It's made of cement or something.
Quality. Sign right here.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah, there's the woman who's wants the government to buy sex dolls. From
yeah, that's not what you get. You don't get
you're
her.
Not getting her top of the line. Yeah.
No.
Some pictures of them here.
Yeah.
Sex dolls more realistic than she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
government sex dolls could be soon coming to the UK if she gets her way. I just don't see it happening.
No.
All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it sucks to be old. How was an old dude involved in a reverse bank robbery? Let's get to that.
It sucks to be old.
This is kind of like a reverse bank robbery because there's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Maryland. He's a bank teller at a Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. So he's working the other day. 78-year-old guy comes in to make a big withdrawal.
Oh, yeah.
$30,000! $30,000!
$30,000 in fives!
In fives?
You want that on fives, sir?
Fives!
Okay.
Bye.
So,
I'm going to count it.
Nathan was his teller.
Hi.
His address is right there on the screen.
Okay.
Later that night, Nathan goes to the old guy's house, forced his way in.
Oh.
And robbed him.
Give me that money, old drummer.
What money? Nathan.
You know him. I go to the bank all the goddamn time, Nathan. It's
oh, no.
Oh, you're I'm totally not Nathan. It's not me.
Nathan.
Oh, you know me. You come in every day.
What's up, Nate?
I haven't thought this through.
Give me all those fives.
Nathan ran off. Nathan ran off when the old guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops. The cops were able to put the pieces together. They arrested Nathan at the bank within 2 days. Nathan has been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion. There's Nathan's mugshot.
The bank teller?
Yeah. Nathan. He's the bank teller.
Tough times at the bank.
Oh, man.
I knew he was troubled. I prefer Sandra.
Sandy, don't tell Nate. I need $30,000 in fives.
Watch your old people making big withdrawals at the bank, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
They love it. They love doing that.
I know they do.
They're always got big purchases.
7,514!
Not the Price is Right. This is your bank account.
Yep, bad idea.
Casino.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, so they polled a ton of radio people around the country. None of us, but others, about how we do our jobs here in radio. There's just, a few mildly insulting questions, I got to say, in this study. Like this one, do you have a face for radio?
Yeah, that's pretty insulting.
Oh, yeah, they love saying that.
28% of people admit that, yes, they probably do have a face for radio. 11% strongly agreed.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of people on TV that should not be on TV. They have a face for radio, too.
Yeah. You know, but here's one that stood out, too. 39% of folks in radio admitted they've dated a listener before.
That's the easiest way to get rid of a stalker.
7% ended up marrying one.
I think a lot of radio dudes do that because it's like the person is they're obsessed with them.
If you were, we always talk about if we had been as popular when we were single, things might have been different for us. But do you think you would have? Like, let's put single Chuck in popular Dave and Chuck the Freak times.
Yeah.
You think you would date if an attractive woman hit you up and was a listener? Yeah, you wouldn't. You probably wouldn't say no, right? Unless
I do think that comes along with it sometimes, like when you're obsessed with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, obsession. It's just like an easy way to break the ice for me anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you could struggle with is whether or not someone likes you for you, or do they just like you because you're on some show? Mm. And like, I would want someone to like me for me.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about 21-year-old Chuck, would I have not talked to someone because they were a listener? No, I wouldn't have done that.
1% of people say they got into radio to get sex.
That's why people do music. That's why people generally get into...
What was the percentage?
I had no other choice.
1%.
1%. Yeah. What are the main reasons people work in radio? Number one, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
No skill set. No skill set for anything else.
73% say that entertaining people. 57% said it's emotionally fulfilling.
Really?
50% say it's the only thing I know how to do.
Yes, that's me.
46% do it to support the community.
Oh, my God.
46% do it to inform people.
Mm.
45% like to be able to connect with large numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
39% just love being part of a team.
Just love the team aspect of it.
I could just hear all these. Oh, the community. God. The community spirit is what I'm here for.
Oh, God.
I did it for the community.
Yep. Right. Good morning.
It's emotionally fulfilling, really. It, yep. It fulfills really me emotionally. It's fun. It's a hoot.
It is a hoot, isn't it?
Is while we have hoot. A hoot.
You know, I just get up every morning and I'm like, I'm going out there to entertain.
Entertaining people is why I do it, too. Yep. You got it. Nailed it on the head.
Community support, teamwork.
Informing the masses.
It's all I know how to do.
35% say it's all about the music. 31% say, oh, well, it's just a living. Only 14% say money is a main factor, because that's because radio doesn't pay squat.
Oh, my God.
6% say fame is what motivates them. And as I mentioned, 1% say they do it for the constant sex.
The constant sex is not.
There was no constant sex.
Constant sex. Constant sex.
from radio.
Radio. That's probably an old timer. They probably got a hold of like an old timer from when it was back
you know
in the
what?
Day.
I do think, though, like I remember first starting in radio. I told you that guy would just bring ladies into the studio, close the blinds, and they'd be in there all night.
There were
like,
dudes that worked
the
here.
Old school
that,
radio guys were nailing chicks left and right.
And now the whole world's famous because there's YouTube and Instagram and social media, and you don't anyone can be famous, and it's not the same.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yep.
This person said, I dated a guy just because of his radio voice. I mean, they're out there, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's
It was weird because I knew guys that were like, they'd hook up with girls that had never even seen them before. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, how could you do that? Like, I at least want the girl to have seen me.
But you know what? A lot of times, like back in the day, you never saw the girl either. You know?
Right.
Like, it was like, it'd be like some girl who called in late at night, you like talk to, and then.
Are you Dan the Moose?
Yeah, it's like,
I sure am Dan the Moose.
Dan the Moose.
Let's meet up, and then the two moose get together.
We Dan the Moose in the morning. Oh,
moose?
My God.
Moose mating.
Single day, your weather report.
I mean, it's that's wild.
So, Chuck, you do it because it's emotionally fulfilling.
It's
right? And for the
community. To inform.
Yeah,
and
you're a big community.
Because it's just a hoot.
It is a hoot.
It's a hoot.
It's a hoot. It's fun.
It's just a hoot.
Yeah, we're not your average radio people. It's probably good they didn't ask us.
Yeah.
I would say we probably have more legitimate real fun than most people in radio ever have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. No, you are right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of it is fake.
This show
BS.
Is so much more real than anything else out there that, I mean, I can't even, like, honestly, if I was in any other radio fate...
It's bad.
Right now.
I wouldn't be in. I would have. No way.
We've been in other radio fates, and it's been horrible. I was a part of the Rock and Rise team.
Yes.
Right? Rock and Rise.
Rock and Rise in the morning.
Well, I used to be on Classic Rock, the new 104.9 WUZZ. Let me tell you what I wasn't when I wasn't happy being on Classic Rock, the new 104.9 WUZZ.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to play a game called Racehorse or Country Song. We'll tell you the name. You tell us what it is.
Jesus. I used to give away tickets to a Meatloaf tribute band.
It's Chicken Loaf.
Ham Loaf tonight.
So sad.
And that's it. I mean, so...
I would have to take listeners for rides on a Sea-Doo all summer long.
Yeah, that was your deal.
That's crazy.
The Dave and the Sea-Doo
team. I would finish my air shift, and then I'd do a 2-hour Sea-Doo shift before I could go home.
Yep.
And then at the end of the summer, after we'd driven it thousands of miles, someone won that used ass Sea-Doo that we basically destroyed.
Like, they'd be on the thing with you.
Maybe the listeners would be on the back talking to me for as I gave them a ride around the river.
Dave would, do a few breaks, and then he'd jump in a wetsuit.
No joke. Every day.
Like behind you, arms around your waist, holding on for dear life.
Here we go. The Sea-Doo Lake Patrol.
Yep.
You'd do anything.
Two hours.
You did. 2 hours. We had 2 hour shifts. The morning show had 2 hours. The midday show, everyone had 2 hours following their shift 7 days a week.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
7 days a week. That's crazy. We just moved to different locations throughout the river. Join Dave in the River Sea-Doo Lake Patrol.
Yep.
Get yourself a free granola bar and join us.
How many guys got boners holding on to you, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
men, too?
Just oh, sure. Of course. They were mostly men because we had men. It was a rock station.
Yeah. No chicks.
Yeah. Most of the men was all men. Bitch. Oh.
Yeah.
There were some women, of course, but it was a lot of guys. It was a male-dominated station.
Oh, man, yep. I never knew anything would ever top your hot air balloon.
Same thing, same show.
Yeah, yeah.
Same show.
Same show, same place. Mm-hmm. They made us broadcast from a hot air balloon. We'd take listeners on Sea-Doo Rock. You did anything.
Yep.
And I was making, I think, not enough to get by.
No. No.
Can you imagine riding on a bat with a radio personality? Like, okay.
What a weird thing. What a weird promotion. Like, I never heard
thought
like
of that promotion.
Yeah. Hey, man. How's it? How you doing today? We'll hold on tight. Yeah. Do you like the show? You're a big fan of Rock and Rise?
Yes, dude. I don't know who you are. I just saw. I want to win this wave runner.
You don't listen to the show?
No, I don't know where. Oh, I don't even know who you are.
We should probably stop the ride then. I mean, this is, man, I'm pretty big deal around here. I'm going to go a little faster then. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
How many times did you dump people off thing?
I finally got better at it. Yeah. But I wasn't good for the first couple of
weeks. Well, they were just like, dude, go out there on a sea, dude. Give listeners a ride.
It seems like you'd have risks involved. Like, you have to sign off on.
They had to sign a waiver. Yeah, they had to sign a waiver.
So you went around you just went like in a big circle?
Same circle
every time?
Over and over again. And there'd be big freighters that came down, so you had to be real careful.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Get any of their weight or anything.
Oh, my God.
See you, Dave.
Yeah.
You'd have to do so every 15 minutes, you'd be like, on the Sea-Doo, okay? So we're on the Sea-Doo. They wanted the noises in the background.
Hey, it's Dave from Wreck and Rise. We're down here today on the river. We take you for a ride. You can ride this puppy at the end of the summer. It's the Sea-Doo Wave Patrol. Come on. This is Sea-Doo Dave. Sign up. Come on down and join it today until 2. Sea-Doo Wave Patrol.
My name's Ken. I'm on the back.
Thanks, Ken. Ken's here too.
I got my arms around Sea-Doo.
Hey, watch out, watch out.
Fighter.
Holy God.
Yep.
Dude, that's the weirdest. I thought I had the weirdest stories, man. That's weird.
That you is
know,
weird.
And if anyone knows anything else about radio, it's like there was probably a million other stations that heard Sea-Doo Dave, and they were like, we've got to do a Sea-Doo Dave.
Listen, we can't be the only station out there not giving weird people a ride on a Sea-Doo on a river.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It worked so well. Thank God I was only there one full summer. But it worked so well, they thought. They brought it back.
Well, it's a home run, gang.
I bet they're still giving away Sea-Doo rides in that small town.
No.
Oh, don't put it past them.
Oh, my God.
I have so many questions. Why did you give rides? Was it free? How long were the rides? How do you agree to this? First of all, you didn't agree. You were
you
told.
You just are told.
Yeah. You're told. This is what you're doing. The rides would be, they were supposed to be 5 minutes.
Right.
They get five minutes.
A long time.
Oh, it's like,
a long
it was
time.
Eternity. With a smelly person, it was an eternity.
It was an eternity.
You have to make sure that wind is blowing that away.
Wash up a bit.
How many people complained when you only took them around for 4 minutes and 12 seconds?
Oh, a few were like, that's it. That's too short of a ride.
Yeah.
How many people would you take for a ride?
Oh, Lisa. Some days it was slow, right? There wasn't enough people there. Some days people were lined up.
You would have went to a place that was like a busy beach anyway.
Can I tell you, though, the people that line up to get a free five-minute ride on a Sea-Doo are a certain type.
Oh, yeah.
Verging on homeless.
Yeah, that's
a lot of them. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for something to do.
Did you get a T-shirt with that? Like you
no,
got
granola
a T-shirt?
Bar. Granola bar.
Just a granola bar.
It was this. They were introducing. This was when they were introducing those Kellogg's. What were they called? You know, the soft.
Special K bars?
The ones before
Nutri-Grain?
Nutri-Grain bars.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So they were introducing those to the public.
Yeah.
So they were the major
Nutri-Grain. So a guy's eating a Nutri-Grain bar, hold it onto your chest.
Oh, so true. Yeah.
How you doing back there?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. You like that Nutri-Grain?
Oh, I love it. I love the apples and cinnamon.
Yeah, you did get apples and cinnamon. It's my favorite, too, man.
I'm going to hold you just a little
bit
tighter.
Watch out. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Let me hold you a little bit tighter.
No, please don't hold me so tight.
I got you in a big old barrel.
You're cutting on the breath. You're cutting on
the breath. Come on, show me what kind of balls this thing has.
No, I ain't. No.
All right, that's enough.
I'm going to interlock my fingers around you.
You mind if I hold on to your breath? I sure do, dude. I do.
I'm going to grip your hips real tight.
The sad part is they probably just wanted the Nutri-Grain bar, and they thought they had to go on the Sea-Doo ride to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm just desperately hoping no one is hearing this idea right now.
That's why I never ate, because, you know, I was so broke, you guys. I told you I couldn't afford anything.
Yeah.
I lived off Nutri-Grain bars.
Oh, I bet.
We used to swipe them from the promotions closet
because
we were starving. We had no food. Mm-hmm. So I lived for like a full summer. All I ate, my diet consisted of Nutri-Grain bars and mac and cheese made with water.
Dude, I was given, for survival purposes only, a thick stack of coupons for a particular fast food sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the poorest I'd ever been, and it was consequently the fattest I ever got.
Yeah.
Because I ate them every day, three times a day.
Yep.
Because I made 12 cents that year.
And then we had to have our Sea-Doo Wave Patrol outfits, right? It wasn't a wetsuit, but it was cheesy as hell. With our life jackets, our, like, you know.
Mm.
So when you would dump someone off the back, you'd have to go around and pick them up?
You just
would
do
you
a
be
circle?
Able to do that? Because that's not easy.
No, it took me a while. I said, Lise, I dumped many people.
To get, you gotta, and bigger. Then the person trying to get back on of it, that's
I remember
hard.
Some woman screamed at me because I pretty much dumped her into the drink, right?
Like, yeah.
Went too fast. She fell off. And she was in her, like, her daytime clothes.
Oh, she was going for a ride with Dave.
Yeah, like, she wasn't ready. She was just ready to go for a ride with Dave.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, thinking I'm going to be at a...
I just wanted a free Nutri-Grain bar, mister.
Yeah.
Can't ride those in regular clothes.
No, she
clothes.
Was pissed because really she had to go back to work, and now she's soaked. Hey, I'm sorry. That's I don't guarantee I'm going to keep you on the jet ski.
No.
It's just a Sea-Doo Wave Patrol.
Man. Every once in a while, something comes out of that rock and rise that just...
That rock and rise, man.
It's a showstopper, dude. I just got to tell you.
Yeah.
We did everything, you guys. You don't even know the amount of stuff we had to do for that
gig. I feel like, did you do way more than the other guy? Because the other guy had some
massive
stuff.
Cocaine problem,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say.
So we probably should have done an hour each, but they weren't trusting
they
the cocaine to get
it.
Sea-Doo rise.
Sea-Doo, you say?
Woo, let's go!
Yeah, rock and rise!
I can't even imagine.
I can beat the freighter! I can beat the freighter!
You want cocaine or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. He's like wiping out in front of Dave, like splashing.
Woo!
So I'm going to bring her in the shore. Now I'm going to do about 9 lines in the bathroom. Hit it up again.
Yeah. I just knew, like, the guy was a mess. So, like, you knew everything fell onto Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they
I had
couldn't
to do
trust
every
him.
Pie-eating contest, every chicken wing contest, every town fair.
Mm-hmm. You know,
introduce the bare-naked ladies. That was the biggest deal ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They came to town once.
That stuff's all like regular radio stuff. That all that pie contest stuff.
Yeah, I don't
know. Sea-Doo stuff.
Sea-Doo tours.
That's a curveball and a half, brother.
From the, you know, the long weekend in May right through Labor Day weekend, the Sea-Doo Wave Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
I hope that promotions person is not in radio anymore and fire.
Oh, no, they thought they were should have got a raise.
Yeah, that's they were horrible. Like, this is the most incredible promotion we've ever seen. Real buzz. People I see, one out of every 25 people I talk to on the streets talk about Rocket Rise.
We're getting tons of buzz off this, guys. Just keep it up,
There's
Dave.
Probably hundreds of pictures of me out there looking all angry on a Sea-Doo, giving the thumbs up with
that's
listeners.
That's so funny, dude.
It's incredible.
Nah, it was a bad time.
What a dangerous, dangerous thing.
But hey,
that's what's really
honestly, it was. I never should have been driving anyone anywhere. But here we are now.
Yep. It all worked out.
It did, I guess, eventually, somehow.
Paid your dues.
Absolutely paid my dues.
They don't have any of that on a survey about radio.
No. Did you have to do a Sea-Doo Wave Patrol? Your most ridiculous radio promotion appearance.
No.
That, and I'd say the wet T-shirt contest I had to host at that other place for that other station.
Oh, yeah.
Those were probably my two low points in radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was standing there looking at the people that entered this to win a t-shirt, by the way. That's how they won. I did that wet t-shirt con, and it was the skankiest ladies. Mm-hmm. And not, I mean, no hot ladies.
No.
And I'd be like, what about these boobs?
I used to give away a $20 gift certificate to the place you were at for a wet t-shirt contest that people would take all their clothes off in for a $20 in bar certificate. Could only be spent in the bar. $20.
The only
full-on touching of themselves.
That's crazy.
Would happen. I would be like,
no, that's the same thing. And they got a station t-shirt, a radio station t-shirt these girls were just fondling themselves for.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Meanwhile, a dude walked up earlier, just asked for one. I gave it to him. Sure, dude. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I don't know.
It's a wild ride.
It's a weird gig.
It's a wild ride.
Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Lisa's been up since about 12:45. Like, when did you get up?
Two.
Why did you get up at 2?
Well, I normally wake up at some point, like 1, 2, and I'll, you know, get something to drink. And,
a couple shots.
You know, that kind of thing. Maybe feed Lou if he wants to. But today I just woke up at 2 and I couldn't go back to sleep.
So I just
laid there pretty much.
Mm. I could tell you hadn't had anybody to talk to in a while. Me and James were
she was interacting with us.
Me and James were talking about Fallout 76 and she's like, tell me more. I was like, what?
Are you curious?
I know, same way.
Are you curious right now, Lee? She want to learn about Fallout 76?
She actually cares.
More.
She actually cares about me having swamp itch.
Yeah. You want to know about the wasteland?
And then so we would tell her, like, you know, you drink this toxic water. Sometimes it gives you parasites and all these problems. She's like, oh, God. She's like, that sounds terrible.
Well, I knew something was wrong I walked in, you guys are like, yeah, Lisa just talked to us about video games for 15 minutes. So I come in here and sit down. Lisa comes in, she's like, so. She's like, just a couple questions. Do you have like a girlfriend in your cowboy game?
She was asking you about Red Dead.
She started asking me about
the because
cowboy.
You showed a picture the other picture day. Because
I had like me and
stories.
Me standing by a little lady, you know?
Yeah. So I was like, Lisa's what happens
like, is that
there?
Like your girlfriend in that game?
She's starving for human interaction at this point,
She's
I guess.
She's just trying to talk. She literally was just trying to talk.
She never asked anything about your video game.
Oh my God, she couldn't
usually care
less. So I was like, oh, okay, something's up. So I'm like, what's going on with you? She's like, I've been up since 2. I'm like, oh yeah. Okay.
I find it fascinating about these games because I don't know if I could actually play them.
Yeah. What fascinated you the most, I think, was that I spent 6 hours
on
it.
Yeah, that was what got me. That was like 6 hours?
Wow. It was a showstopper.
Yeah.
You think that's a lot, too?
I do think that's a lot. I don't spend 6 hours doing anything.
What's the maximum amount of time? I mean, I know you have in the past, but like now,
I think
like,
honestly, like I've played games before for at least 24 hours.
Yeah, I've played 30
what?
Straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no.
in a row, like no naps, no sleeps, no,
because I can't. I was in a wolves camp Dark Age of Camelot, and the way it was when you got in, once you got in to kill these like werewolf things, you couldn't leave. It was the best way to level up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got in the group, you stayed as long as you could but until the group dissolved. And sometimes the group didn't dissolve for 30 hours, so you were there for 30 hours.
Yeah, Destiny 2 was what I spent the most time on like that, where you'd get in a raid, and then it would take like... You'd take 2 hours to fail, and then you got to start the whole thing over again, basically.
Yep.
James, what is your max?
Maybe like 10 hours or so. I play like 2 to 3 hours at a time, then I have to take like a break. I have to go... get up, get a pop, get some food or something.
Oh yeah, see, I'm different than that. I can
still do stuff. I just can't sit there and do it for that long.
Like I'll do a quest.
I sure can.
If I had, could get fed by a tube, I would while I was playing.
Oh, yeah, we could set that up. I would do that, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes diarrhea calls.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to poop and pee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually it's
So what do you do in those situations in your wolf camp and you got a deuce?
You would tell. In the wolf camp, we would, like, there would be, like, a known thing where it'd be like, all right, in 15 minutes, everyone's going to take a bio break.
Mm.
You know, so you wouldn't lose your spot. You'd still be in the little group, and then everyone would go do your stuff, and then we're like,
you
all right, everyone
bio
back.
Break?
Bio break, yeah.
Because you're releasing biohazards?
Yes, exactly. Mm. Bio break, AFK, bio.
I don't even know if I could figure this out.
AFK bio, Lisa. AFK bio.
I'm like, what? We're doing what?
Oh, like, I'd be so mad at Lisa.
How to work it and how to, like, I'd have to figure this whole thing out.
I'd be so mad because Lisa would be taking bio breaks.
A lot, right?
A lot.
She's got to pee.
She's like, oh, God, guys, I hate to do this. Yeah. I got to pee again.
Yeah. You know what would get Lisa with video games? I think it'd be the skins.
Skins?
I think she'd like to look.
Oh yeah,
what's that
like
all
make
about?
Your so well, you that, can make your character in a lot of different games look like all kinds of different ways, right? Whoa. So there's outfits and stuff you can pick out.
Like, right. I was saying, I have a bandana and sunglasses, so I look like I'm a gangbanger.
Yeah,
like I'm a crypt, a futuristic crypt.
Right. Like I showed my cowboy picture to Andy, and he was like, "Ooh, you're fancy."
Yeah, it was. Wow. It's like our way of being ladies.
Sure.
<He's> like Destiny 2 was basically just like space time dress up.
Yeah, like, we were explaining it like an adventure. You go on an adventure, but you don't have to leave your house.
Right.
And that's it. Safe.
And also, mm-hmm. yeah, like I can, you know, like I led men. I led people.
Yeah, Chuck's led men.
Stuff you would never do in real
Chuck
life.
Chuck killed a bear with a knife.
I killed a bear with a knife.
In real life. And you led a whole group of men right to the bedroom with them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Come on, boys.
I led men into
the party.
Yeah.
Someone said it must be in the air. I've been up and awake since 3, just really excited when you guys came on. And someone else said, I bought a $15 game. I played it for 11 hours until I beat it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I guess, I don't know.
It's a short game.
That's a short game. That was going to be my point.
Yeah.
You know?
So, 24 hours is easy, someone said, to get lost in a video game online.
No question.
36 hours of Final Fantasy VII after my buddy deleted my game. I passed out in the chair.
So you don't sleep. God. That makes you sick.
Yeah.
It's killed the Chinese.
Yeah.
Every once in a while,
you're
the
right.
Chinese die.
An Asian will go down playing a video game.
The Chinese will die from this.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They're one of these farmers that gets paid to be on there all the time. And, you know,
gaming's not for the weak.
No, I guess not.
Games are a lot different now, though. Like, there really isn't a lot of games that are, like, what I was in, where you got in a werewolf group and then you had to kill them all and you had to stay and grind all night just to get like one level.
Mm. Yeah, it's changed now to where like usually commitments in a game are like 2 hours maybe.
Yeah.
But I just am sick. I'm sick in the head.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and even like with Battlefield 5 that I play, it'll even tell you like, hey, if you're going to do this, it's probably going to be 25 minutes. Just so you know, like, so you can, like, choose what you want to do based on how long you want to play.
I see.
You know, which is kind of a smart idea.
Someone said, I used to game for summers at a time. Play, eat, play, sleep, sometimes don't sleep. The days just melt together before you know it. A week has passed by.
Oh, I did that for 3 straight years.
I mean,
for 3 straight years.
When, you know how we go on vacation?
Yeah.
And most you guys, like, go do regular vacation stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I am at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drinking and just pressing buttons.
Drinking and pressing buttons.
Like a week straight.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Smoking things.
You just love that. It's a good vacation.
Yep.
Yeah. It's perfect.
The best
vacation in the wasteland or
exactly.
space or the old west.
Yeah.
I used to judge. I'll be truthful. I used to judge Chuck because I was like, I don't get it. He's wasting his life.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as I've said, my new motto in life is you do you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what brings you joy. Then great. Enjoy it. Whatever. Yeah. It's all up to you. Someone said that I come home after work. I do wifey duties. And then I game 5 hours every night. So there's obviously not as many women, but there's definitely a lot more women into this than ever before, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I just look at my daughter. My daughter's a gamer. You know, like, she's going to be a gamer. She'll probably have her own gaming channel, like, her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's her.
Mm.
And it's just,
the way it is.
Someone said, just put a bucket in front of you or an empty gallon of water. No need for a bio break. That's how real gamers do it.
No, it's really not how real gamers
you can,
do it.
You can take a couple of seconds and go piss in the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone can, we can hold pull for a minute.
Yeah, I don't, that's the type of stuff. That's the...
Hold pull! Hold pull!
That's the stereotypes we need to break.
Someone said, Lisa is the only reason you guys don't talk about video games the whole show. Don't go to the dark side, Lisa. No. Get it together for the sake of the female listeners.
It's Dave, too.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Dave
yeah, I know.
That.
Like, I do James and I, our hearts swelled with joy when Lisa...
Oh, I can, know I can, sure. I when can someone see. Takes interest in something see. That you love...
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. You're going to want to sit down if you really want to know everything. Just have a seat.
At least like, actually, I was, so what's that?
And I've been around this rodeo for a little while longer. I knew what was happening. I was like, this is not real.
You saw right through it.
You don't really care. You're just dying to talk.
No,
you're
I did care, actually.
Dying
you're just
to
using
talk.
Us, Lisa. You're just using
no,
us.
No, I was interested. Was,
yeah, you're no, so she, used now.
Well, like, I was explaining to her that, like, the game I play is almost like a movie that you sort of are involved
in.
It's a storyline. What these guys play, they're making their own. They're choosing their own adventure.
Which that was what I found interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own experience.
Yeah.
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 This woman said, on a weekend, my boyfriend gets up about 8 a.m., and then he'll game until 1 in the morning. Pisses me off.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Chicks,
like,
I mean, it's really tough to be with a girl
when
you're obsessed with a game.
I did 36 hours straight on the PlayStation 2 when Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. What's that?
I've never played that game.
I haven't either.
It's like
a
Disney-inspired RPG.
Yeah,
like, there's characters from, like, Disney.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's like a Final Fantasy-Disney hybrid type game.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
it is
so
amazing.
Many gamers that just piss in bottles
really?
And cups. Yeah,
yeah, I get it. I mean, but you can be a filthy animal, or you can. Now, I will say this: don't start doing something like a Destiny raid, and then 10 minutes in, you've got to stop and pee. I mean,
right. You
bet that's when you end up peeing in a bucket when you look like a moron,
right?
You know, it's when you've been grinding for 8 hours, people know you need to take a break. You know, like it's a known fact when you're grinding for that long. If you're 13 minutes into a Destiny raid and you're like, excuse me, guys, I really got to stop here for a minute.
No,
I'd
people
be like,
get
boot.
Pissed.
I'd be like, boot.
Yeah, you're out.
Yep.
Wife drinks wine to unwind every night. I play video games. Different ways to relax. That's it.
Yeah, I used to say that, like, killing off other players calmed me.
So really, I would have thought it would have been the opposite, that it amps you up, but you
well,
think
I almost
it
think,
relaxes
no,
you?
No, like, I think, like, it expends that.
It's
so, like, your like, adrenaline is pumping, just like when you're getting, like, attacked out there, it's just, your brain can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Your brain is like, we're walking through a forest right now, and a guy just tried to kill us.
Yeah.
You know, like, your brain...
thinks it's real.
Right. For a certain amount of time. And then everything sort of goes away, and you're just
normal.
But
you're in your underwear in your basement.
Yes. But your brain doesn't know that.
Weird how simple your brain is with that stuff, because you get, like, the little high from getting loot and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they got it all figured out now, psychologically, how to make you want to stay and play their game and give them your money.
I think the whole show needs to go to one of those sensory tank. What is that called?
Sensory deprivation?
No way. I'm not
to relax
doing that.
Our brains.
Mm-mm.
Be quiet I'd in my it. Own mind.
Because Jason's already done it, right?
Yeah.
Jason's done it already, but I've talked about wanting to do it. I'd do it. Why are you so against it, Chuck?
I don't need to quiet this thing down.
I think Chuck needs it the most.
I honestly do, too.
I really do. Because your brain just goes nonstop.
But what if he goes in and doesn't come off the same?
Well, yeah, you don't want to start tooling around with it.
Yeah, like, what if I went in and was like, oh, my God, I've realized I can't be the way I was.
Really. I don't know how it's going to change
you. I can't be the way I was anymore.
How long do you stay?
I don't want to be funny anymore.
An hour, I think, right?
An hour?
Yeah, it's an hour.
I think it's an hour, yeah.
I think it's an hour.
It's the same reason I won't get hypnotized. They rework something.
Yeah, see, so, like, you're kind of
you
with
come
me.
Come out different, like, something's
not
firing
right. It's hypnotism, it's just, like, lying in a
I have my
room silence.
Messed up just to the right amount where I can do my career.
Yeah.
I can't go,
you don't need-
I can't go tooling around in there.
Everything's going okay, so I guess we shouldn't mess with it.
Yeah, I guess not.
No,
I
it's
not.
It's like,
I might do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like getting throat surgery when you talk on the radio for just like on a whim. Scary. Like, it's like, no.
See, I was going to get I think they're called Invisalign braces.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wanted to
but
do
I
that,
talked,
too.
But then I think it affects your
you
speech
can't.
A little
you'll,
bit.
You'll have a speech problem. That was why I
told... Hi, guys!
And mine was for, like, the back, some back teeth, like, to move them... I don't know, whatever. And my dentist was like, you know, yeah, you could do that. And I'm like, well, I have a speech problem.
I
don't really
talk
think.
About some stuff.
I'm like, it's just the back teeth. We'll just have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Let's have a check of the roots.
Yeah. Well, I just know from when Stella got braces and even when her retainer's in at first, you end up figuring it out.
But then eating is an issue.
Yeah, there's a lot of
stuff that goes on with Invisalign.
Yeah, but. So that's why I kind of decided to get. I'd like to do it because I've got a couple of things I want to straighten out, but oh well, I can't do it with this job. Someone said, "Don't let these girls lie. They'll sit on their phone, crushing candy, playing detective games, browsing social media. How is that any different than a guy playing video games for hours?"
It's different.
It is because they can put it down in between those times.
Yeah,
like a girl feels very ignored when you're playing.
Well,
because
you are,
I don't know if you know,
because you're living in a
you're choosing something
world.
Else other than them. Yeah.
When you're in a relationship, Andy, you pull yourself out of that world a little bit.
The
right?
video games.
Try.
I
like,
mean,
you don't do 6 hours if you've got a girlfriend waiting with you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
it causes really? Tension.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
My relationships aren't really successful.
Yeah.
That makes it hard on to have a relationship.
Yeah, it does. It's just something that comes, like, me and Chuck have talked about it before, like, it just comes with the territory. It's like, that's, you really want to take a run at old Green Bean. You're
gonna
have to deal with.
You just, people just need to know what you're getting into, you know?
There is a point where you're like, okay, it is ridiculous. I want to spend 14 hours of my free time.
Also, I think the thing that some girls don't get is that usually it's just the first couple weeks is real bad, and then everything kind of settles down, so you just have to get through that, like, first, oh, you got a new game, right? It's like new game time.
New game blues for them.
The new game blues.
I wouldn't like it.
You
just spend like a couple hours doing it, and then
you think
that's what
you
I do
a couple hours,
like,
and
put
then
a limit on it, and then have
James,
some human
I think
time.
You keep pretty much it in perspective with
so, like, luckily with this job, I'm done with work in the afternoon. My girlfriend works a regular 9 to 5, so when she gets home 5-6 o'clock, I got all that time in between to play. So then,
and
when
honestly,
she's home, then I'm done.
Exactly. And honestly, I play during my alone time. That's when I play. Like, my kids have gone to bed. I'm now alone.
That's why you're up all night.
That's why I'm up all night.
Yeah. I find it rude to, like, sit there and play for hours if somebody's there and there's nothing else to do, you know?
There's always something else to do, Andy.
Oh, there's something else. Like,
now, Al Beck says that he believes Lisa has spent too much time around nerds.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He's with us here. Al, why do you think that is?
Well, she tagged me on Twitter on a Star Trek post.
I did.
That's right.
Because she knew where I was going with this, too.
Can I say it was the most Lisa Star Trek post?
It
was for a Star Trek tea set. And she's like, I think Al Beck might like this.
Earl Grey.
What's hilarious is tea sets and Star Trek does not go together.
Yes, it does, actually.
It does.
Captain Picard.
Oh,
tea.
Earl Grey. Yeah,
I don't know anything about it.
Are you a tea drinker, Al?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, well, then that's the failure.
Yeah, but
I didn't care, though. I saw Lisa Way. Okay, Star Trek. All right.
Yeah.
How many lights are there, Lisa?
Oh, how many are there?
Yeah,
four lights.
Oh my god! What's happened?
Oh my!
She's like, oh my! How many lights? There are four lights.
There are four lights.
I thought there were four lights. All right.
Everyone, I'm going home. That's all I needed. That's it for the day.
I don't think we need to do anything else.
No. All back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been weird already.
See you.
Yeah. James was right.
Hold on to your butts.
Yeah, it is going to be a weird day.
Yeah, he was the first.
Like.
He was the first person I thought of. It would usually be Chuck, but you're not as into it as
no. Al's no, really Al is the Al's the most into it that no, I've yeah. ever met.
Star Trek.
Al knew the name of an episode.
Most nerdy things.
Yeah. He knew the name of an episode. I talked to him about Star Trek. And it
yeah,
was
the
like,
original, the 1960s show.
He knew the name of an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's impressive, Al.
29-year-old from Salem, Massachusetts. She says, love to watch my boyfriend play video games.
Really?
He's playing Red Dead now, and it's almost like a movie.
Oh, that's what Chuck said.
Yeah. So she just sits and watches him play. Like, he's got the dream girl, right?
Yeah.
If she yeah, just I mean, performed
really,
on him.
I have, like, there's TV on in the background, and there's a lot of sports, you know, so that's always on in the background. I don't really care. I just do my own thing. So yeah. I guess a video game would be kind of the same.
Yeah. And honestly, that was my, like, if I wasn't ignoring someone because of a video game before, I was ignoring someone because of sports.
Sports, right. Yeah.
So it's like the same.
I think what's caused a lot of trouble is headsets and talking to other people. Because you're talking
noise
to
canceling.
You're talking to your bros, essentially, instead of them. So you're ignoring them.
Oh, that's
them.
A problem, yeah.
That gets to be weird territory.
Well, and if you have noise canceling headphones, you can't even hear if someone's trying to just even interact with you for 1 second. Yeah. Like, they just want 1 second.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my kids get super mad
when you have
like
your noise canceling headset on,
rip an ear off, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, Stell, what's up?"
Jesus Christ!
What's funny is that you well, Chuck, you're into sports more, but really, the rest of you guys aren't into sports.
No, I'm not a sports guy,
and that's like I would talk about sports,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
but
you know,
like I like sports
more than any girl I've known. Yeah.
No, when Lisa starts talking sports, I'm like, I'm very emasculated right now
because Lisa's like, I don't know about this Jody Mercer.
And I'm like, is it Jody of lady? Who's Jody? I don't know a Jody.
No, he was the shortstop for Pittsburgh for a long time.
Oh, the sporty sports.
Yeah,
she's different that way for
no
sure.
No one, there's usually guys are like, we'll talk sports, and that's cool. And like, there's just none of that here.
Well, to be honest,
you're in here with.
And Chuck won't talk to me about sports because he's too busy being like nerdy Chuck.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Lisa is embedded with some nerds here.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the craziest thing about coming to work at a radio station where you would have thought it would have been just
rock and roll.
Rock and roll and Coke everywhere and everything. There is Coke. It's Coke Zero.
Yeah.
It's and video
and
game talk.
Virtual Cowboys.
It's crazy.
There's nothing real.
Not
There's
cool.
guys with swamp
not
jock
cool.
itch.
Not cool.
Not cool
at all.
Not as cool as
well, virtual jock itch, not real jock itch.
Yeah.
Virtual jock
by that.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. I was going to say that I've been with my wife together for 8 years, but we just got married a year ago, and she hates to play video games. Like, we are polar opposites. She does makeup and social media crap, and then I'm a game for, like, maybe a few hours.
But do you, it works out somehow, or no? Like, you fight about it a lot?
It's a pushing forward relationship, you could say. Like, in the beginning, I actually played competitive games where her friends came down to my mom's basement. That sounds bad, but came down, and they were hanging out, and I was just playing competitive games. And she's like, are you going to talk to me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sort of in something real quick. Just give me a couple hours.
Oh, my God.
So, thanks, Chris. Yeah. I like, because Patty was totally against it when you first met. She's just accepted it through the years, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she found someone that, like, could stand her for 10 minutes. So she was... Well, no, that's the truth. I mean, that's...
Oh, my God.
No, to be totally honest, she, at the very beginning, I really believe she was like, you know what? I gotta just... see this thing through because this might be my only shot at anything. So I get away with a lot in that regard. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. You really, really do.
And also, I'm pretty sure on a normal level, I'm very annoying to be around. And so, like, if I'm just, like, in a corner being quiet, it's probably good. It's not the worst.
You're out of her hair.
You know, I'm not running around like some kind of moron making funny all day long. You know what I mean? At least, like, I'm just in a corner, like, shutting up in a corner.
you know.
If not, like, it's the same way Lisa would be like, hey, I haven't talked to anybody in a long time.
You know, it's weird. I get weird. I think I get weird.
A weird arrangement you guys have.
Yeah, and it just works. And, like, honestly, that was just the beginning. Like, it's everything. Once you have, like, a couple kids, yeah, Everything's a nightmare. Like, I'm nowhere near the gamer that I was before.
You really didn't play games for a while. Yeah, until
you stopped for a little bit.
Because, I mean, you would kind of play, but not like you.
I haven't played like a PC fully immersed game in so long. Mm-hmm. Red Dead Redemption got me back into like,
yeah, that was it.
Hardcore.
Yeah,
you were avoiding a lot of games too.
I really was. I never played Fortnite.
Yeah, I know those games you were avoiding because you didn't want to get sucked in.
Yep.
One more call
and
here.
The problem was Red Dead Redemption got 100 score.
That got, yeah.
And the
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Tony, good morning.
Morning, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Halo 3 almost cost me my marriage.
Like, Halo 3?
Almost cost you your marriage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, it was bad. Like, my wife said, either you break the game or I get divorce papers now.
That's bad.
Not always.
Yeah.
Bad.
So then fast forward, Black Ops 4 came out on my birthday. And all I requested was a 24-hour permission slip of uninterrupted video game fun.
And you got it?
I got it. But then, of course, I took it.
Right, you can't just do. It's not going to work. Like you really try.
It's like drugs.
Yeah,
it's like a drug.
Honestly, it is like a drug.
But same effect. That can ruin your relationships with people.
It is like a drug.
Be careful,
because guys will lie about what they're doing.
Oh yeah. Well, like hour 12, she was like, "I was going to give you your other birthday present." Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And of course, I'm on my headset with my buddies, and I go, "Well, what's stopping you?"
Oh.
And when I set the controller on top of her head, she was not too pleased.
Oh my God, dude, you're an animal.
I pushed
you're a bold
it a
man.
Little too far.
You pushed it.
Yeah, good luck, Tony. You pushed it. You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, you are.
That's nuts. And Samantha, you game with your husband.
Yeah, actually, my husband and I both play Red Dead, and we'll go back and forth between watching each other play, and then, like, I'll play it, he'll play it, and it's really interesting to see the different decisions that we make in the game.
Would you call yourself a female nerd, or no?
No, not really.
Yeah, you just got into games a bit.
I don't game that much, yeah. I like Skyrim, and then my husband introduced me to Red Dead 2. But other than that, I'm not really too into it, but I do watch him play a lot, and it's kind of relaxing. We just, like, hang out together.
That sounds nice.
I mean, I will say this.
If you find a girl like that, good for you.
That's it, because really, like, just being around somebody is probably enough.
Yeah.
The majority of the time when someone's playing a video game, the other person is not sitting on the couch hanging out. Like, they don't experience it like, hey, we're spending time together. Mm-hmm. They don't look at it that way. So, like, those two, they kind of win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mind you, I wouldn't want to watch anyone else play. I could video games.
Yeah. I couldn't watch.
I wouldn't
want to
watch anyone else play video games.
No,
either.
Sounds like the worst.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.